The principle is fun. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. The principle is fun. Believe it? It is. The principle is fun. Now, we like to think that the principle is diligence, the principle is dedication, the principle is not fun, the principle is tough, the principle is a lot of work. Well, the principle is none of those things. The principle is just fun. Now, can you imagine the principle of mathematics? The principle of mathematics says 2 times 2 is 4. Now, whoever said that a 2 made up of 2 1s? Whoever said that a 1 and a 1 were a 2? And a 2 times 2, in other words, multiplied by itself, or whatever you want to call it, is 4. Well, what about 2 plus 2? That's 4 also. Now, that seems kind of silly, but that's the principle. And what about 2 minus 2? That's 0. Well, where did the 0 come from? Where did the 4 come from? Where did the concept of 1 and 2 and 0 and 4, where did they all come from? My goodness sakes, that's just a lot of fun. Can you imagine the persons, people, the individual probably, who was developing the first concepts of mathematics, of writing it down on a piece of paper or giving it form? What a ball he must have been having. How he must have thought these things together and concentrated on building them. What an interesting idea. Think of the person who was creating the language, who created phonics, who created the ability to take and put them, I like you, me Tarzan, you Jane, you know. You know, where did these things come from? Somebody was having a lot of fun. Somebody was thinking these things up and giving them attention. Now, the principle in all areas is fun. The scientist who came up with the Big Bang Theory, I tell the story how he was telling a story to his children about how the universe began. And he was telling the story in a humorous, joyful way, that there was this atom out in space. He's just so lonely. Can you imagine an atom in space being lonely? The atom doesn't even know it's lonely because there's nothing around it to tell it that it's not, that it hasn't got something. And but the writer, the scientist, he was human, and he was talking to his children, and he was saying, now, this little lonely atom said, I'm so unhappy, I'm all by myself. I'm going to hold my breath. Now, isn't this how our children sometimes act? They want to hold their breath. What a silly, wonderful thing. What fun, you know? And I'm going to hold my breath until I die. I'm going to hold my breath until I explode, you know? And so the little atom held its breath, and it exploded. And it exploded into all of the substance of the galaxy. Amazing. All the substance of the universe, of the allness. My goodness sakes, what a fun show. You know, if everything we do in life were looked at as a fun show, if everything we do, if every study we took in school was taken on as the point of view, now, this person must have had a lot of fun in creating this. Why is I, and why is Y-O-U, you, and why is you, and I, and who says that it has to be that way? Why isn't it the I is you, and the you is I? And, you know, where does this all come from? Well, this is just a matter of having fun. And there's no logic, there's no balance, there's no reason for any of these things, except that I'm giving it a name. I am calling a town a name. I'm saying this is Campo, and it's a little burg here on the mountains of Southern California, and it's about 70 miles from San Diego, going east. Go west, you go in the ocean, but you go east, and it's a lovely place to be. The University of Healing is here, and My goodness sake. Well, why don't we call it the University of Healing? Because the University of Healing here. Well, someone else thought the word Campo would be neater, and so they got first bids. And many times there are little towns that are built on the outskirts of big towns, and San Francisco is quite interesting. San Francisco was such a lovely town, and it wanted to grow and grow, and so it just grew and grew and grew and grew, and the whole county of San Francisco is in the city of San Francisco, and the whole city of San Francisco is in the county of San Francisco. Isn't that interesting? No. That's not fair, because other people want to have their towns too. Well, it's not a fair thing. It's a matter of fun thing. Who created it first, and who came up with the ideas? And the principle is fun. Now, as soon as you and I get over the fact that we think things have to be work, the things have to be labor, the things have to be not fun, then things start being fun. I'm ready for a life of fun. How about you? I'm ready for going around enjoying myself, doing all the things that just delight me and make me feel fulfilled, make me feel happy, make me feel wonderful. I'm ready. How about you? And when I'm ready, what happens? Well, when I'm ready, then I just continue to have fun. I walk through my day having fun. I tell Ingeborg, I say, Ingeborg, you're a young spring chicken. You know, here you are, 83 years old, yeah, and you get out and you walk, you get out and you pick up sticks all over the property, you bring them into the fireplace, you maintain our business here in the office, you work on the telephone, you work on the mailing, you work into the night, we're getting ready to have supper, and you should have quit a long time ago, and you're sitting at your desk working away. And then sometimes we go in and we look at you while you're working at your computer, and we say, young lady, what are you doing? And you say, I'm writing a letter to my cousin. I'm writing a letter to my sister. Oh, ho, ho, you're having fun. You're having fun. Yes, I am. And with that, she's just filled with life and filled with energy and filled with joy and filled with power and filled with magic. And she'll never grow old. She's just going to be young. That's her principle. And that's the principle she's living. And Sylvia, she just says, I'm going to remain young, but I'm going to run around in the golf cart. I'm going to take the golf cart every 5 feet. I'm going to drive in my golf cart. I don't want to walk. I want to ride in my golf cart. And I want to enjoy it. I want to be healthy, but I'm going to ride in my golf cart. I don't have to run around and use a lot of energy to keep myself in shape. I just mentally keep myself in shape because I'm fantastic. And lo and behold, that's our Sylvia. She is fantastic. She runs around in her golf cart. She goes 2 feet in her golf cart, you know. And whatever she does, she loves the golf cart. And occasionally she'll walk, and then she'll leave after the movie in the evening sometimes here at the monastery. And we have these little sitcoms, Father Knows Best, or My Three Sons, and so forth. And then Ellen is taking her dog down to the embassy, which is almost a mile away, and Sylvia has to go a half mile over to her property, her house, and so Sylvia says, give me a ride, and she gets in Ellen's car, and Ellen drives her there, and Ellen drives over to the embassy and takes her little mini pin and goes in and sets herself up for the night. Well, these silly girls, they're not getting the exercise they should. They're not, but they are putting a principle in motion. They're healthy, fantastic, glorious beings, regardless of they're not doing what you think they should be doing, that you think they should be walking, you think they should be running, you think they should be exercising, you think they should be doing it. Huh. I'm so interested in reading the magazines on health and diet and food and things like that. I'm not really interested. I read it. And as I'm reading it more and more, it's telling us more and more, it is not the food that we eat. It is not the walking that we do. It's not the exercising that we take. Our body weight, it depends upon our mental attitude. Our physical health depends upon our mental attitude, and on and on. What an interesting conclusion. Sylvia, Ellen, and Ingeborg came to that conclusion before I did. and they're having a ball. And maybe I'll join them, and I'll get myself a special little car to drive around on the property here. But I really like walking. I really like getting up and tromping around and just having a great old time, because I guess that's my nature. But I love it. Now, how about you? Do you love that too? Do you think that's just wonderful? Well, then if you do, do it. Because the principle is fun. I love you eternally.